We tend to think of the moon as something that never changes, a long-dead place that's static. After all, the moon we see when we look up at the night sky looks, for all intents and purposes, exactly the same as it was when early humans first looked up at it many thousands of years ago. You could even say that its appearance is almost a constant across human history and existence. While our planet changes constantly, the moon sort of doesn't. And while the moon does change from our perspective over geologic timescales, or very rapidly should it get hit by an asteroid, generally speaking, when something does appear to change regarding the moon short term, it seems more than a bit odd. And, surprisingly, anomalies do occur with regularity, often spotted by credible observers studying the moon. In fact, credible observations of mysterious changes in the moon's appearance number in the thousands. Regarding change, the moon is an alien world, and it is, in many respects, not like Earth at all. For example, the Apollo astronauts were disoriented by just how dark things in shadow are on the moon. They even found that the shadow of their own hand being so dark made work difficult because they just couldn't see. This is due to the lack of Rayleigh scattering that we have here on Earth. Atmospheric scattering, which the moon doesn't have, allows for things in shadow to be easily seen. All the moon has are things like the meager light reflected off nearby hills. Yet, when the astronauts looked down at their own shadows, they noticed a luminous halo surrounding them. This was due, or so it's thought, to the opposition effect, essentially a trick of light due to retroreflection, and it's seen in other areas of astronomy. But it was rather disconcerting to the astronauts, and if it happens here on Earth, it tends to get lost in the glare from our blue luminous sky. Point is, the moon is a very alien place, and change there takes on a different form than it does here on Earth. But sometimes, apparently, some of this strangeness can be seen from Earth. Termed transient lunar phenomena, people that study the moon see changes, typically very short-term, such as clouds that appear on the moon, or discolorations, or brightening and darkening. The reason for these transient lunar phenomena that we see from our vantage point is still a mystery, but accounts of something seemingly wrong with the moon's appearance on a short-term basis go back a very long time, possibly as early as the 6th century, and persist to this day with surprising regularity of reports. One early one is from the year 1178, when monks in Canterbury, England saw what might have been a small asteroid impacting the moon. They described it as a flaming torch, and spoke of the appearance of hot coals and sparks. Then, apparently the whole moon throbbed like a wounded snake, in their words. Then it simply returned to normal. This could, in principle, have been an asteroid hitting the moon, and evidence exists that it may have been responsible for the formation of the crater Giordano Bruno on the moon. But it might be more likely that they instead saw a meteor entering Earth's atmosphere head-on from their line of sight. Since no other accounts of this are known from this period, and several groups, such as the Chinese astronomers, were observing and reliably recording astronomical events at this time, they apparently didn't see this event. Accounts from the Middle Ages aside, some very credible people within science have observed these phenomena. On April 19, 1787, none other than Sir William Herschel, the discoverer of Uranus, saw what he described as three glowing spots on the moon. This one's weird, since he described it as the moon being in a phase, and the lights were coming from the dark part. Herschel thought they were volcanic eruptions, a reasonable conclusion at the time, but we now know that the moon is cooling and isn't regularly volcanically active anymore. The most recent evidence of activity on the moon was 18 million years ago, so it couldn't have been that. One possibility for Herschel's sighting is that it may have had something to do with an aurora borealis, which were noted to be occurring at the time. But three glowing dots seems rather odd for that, so whatever he saw remains a mystery to this day. Since that time, several thousand reports of lunar transient phenomena have been reported. This is a problem, because while the moon does change over geologic time, it shouldn't be doing it much over human timescales. And even stranger, about a third of these events cluster over a specific region of the moon, Aristarchus Plateau. More seemingly credible observations include Russian astronomer Nikolai Kozarev seeing some kind of an eruption in Alphonsus Crater. This one was particularly interesting as he was using a 48-inch telescope with a spectrometer attached. He was able to detect chemical changes in the spectra, presumably due to whatever he was observing, and then the light disappeared and the spectra returned to normal. Yet another observation came from professional, very respected cartographers James Greenacre and Edward Barr, observing at the Lowell Observatory. It occurred at Aristarchus Crater, again on the Aristarchus Plateau in 1963. They saw bright reddish lights near the rim of the crater. Days later, another group of astronomers saw a wider general rise in luminescence on the moon. But perhaps the strangest account comes from an incident that happened during the Apollo 11 mission to the moon in 1969. There was an observation here on Earth of transient events once again in the region of Aristarchus. Houston asked Michael Collins to take a look, and lo and behold, he reported an area that was unusually illuminated in the Aristarchus region. He described it as fluorescence. So what exactly is going on here? In a paper by Winifred Cameron, link below, she detailed that there appear to be five different types of lunar transient phenomena. The first is gaseous, meaning that some kind of mist appears to obscure a small portion of the moon. Another are variations in color, green, blue, or violet. Reddish colorations are also noted as a separate category, and then there are darkenings and brightenings, all temporary. One possibility is that at least some of these phenomena are caused by outgassing from deep within the moon's interior. There are some pieces of evidence to back this up. When the Apollo 15 mission passed over Aristarchus Plateau, they detected a rise in alpha particles. These were believed to be due to the decay of radon gas. Years later, the Lunar Prospector mission then confirmed that radon 222 was emanating from this crater. The problem is, we don't know how this gas is escaping. It could be that it's seeping out slowly and wouldn't cause a visual phenomenon, but if these events are explosive, it might. But there is another clue. A feature on the moon known as the Ina structure appears to be consistent with a relatively recent explosive gas release, thought to have occurred about 1 million years ago. That suggests that it can happen, but these features aren't common on the moon, so that would suggest that they are rare and happen on geologic timescales, unlike the frequent lunar transient phenomena. Another potential explanation for the phenomena is electrostatic charging or discharging. It may be that the solar wind near the moon, or gases seeping from cracks, might become electrically charged, and when a discharge occurs, it might be visible as a lunar transient phenomena. Another possibility is that areas of lunar dust might become charged, causing it to levitate, and then take on the appearance of a cloud, as some reports of the phenomena describe. Levitating dust is a thing on the moon, and while it might sound very alien, we do live on a planet that experiences dust storms, and well, everyone has to occasionally dust the house. But that's our atmosphere. On the moon, it's different. It has no atmosphere. There it's levitating because of an electrostatic effect, but it gets weirder. When you see the moon in one of its phases, you see a black area and an illuminated one. The dividing line between the two is called the terminator. Ominous name aside, this area is home to something really weird discovered during the Apollo missions. It's home to a sunrise dust storm of sorts. This was not expected at the time, but a 1972 Apollo experiment known as LEEM, or Lunar Ejecta and Meteorites, detected something strange. It was looking for dust kicked up by micrometeoroids hitting the surface of the moon. Every time the lunar morning occurred, the experiment detected a rise in particle matter around the terminator. This wasn't likely to be dust kicked up by meteoroids. The thinking is that the day side of the moon is positively charged and the night is negatively charged. So the electrostatic phenomenon that's present on the moon causes levitating lunar dust to get pushed along the terminator, forming a permanent dust storm of sorts, though a very weak one by our standards here on Earth. Even stranger, the LEEM instrument itself was found to heat up a few hours after the sun rose quite a bit more than it should have. Apparently, the dark electrostatically charged dust was sticking to it and absorbing heat, bringing it up to something on level with a boiling point of water, ultimately causing the mission controllers to shut it off to keep the instrument from damaging itself. And astronauts may have seen this effect directly. Several Apollo crews noted bands of sunlight behaving strangely from orbit near the terminator, along with one of the unmanned spacecraft that also recorded the phenomena. It could be that the moon has what amounts to a dust atmosphere of sorts. And that brings us back to the lunar transient phenomena. Perhaps some of them were due to this effect. But it's worth noting that most of the observations of the phenomena, other than notably Apollo, were done from the surface of the Earth looking through our atmosphere. This introduces a different dimension, and it could simply be that some of the phenomena are simply due to disturbances in our own atmosphere. As any amateur astronomer knows, Earth's atmosphere can and does distort astronomical objects, opening the way up for at least some of the phenomena just to be an effect of bad seeing that night. And there are other issues, such as what may have happened with the monks at Canterbury. And seeing a meteor head-on that just happens to have the moon as a backdrop could be mistaken for the lunar transient phenomena, or satellites crossing between the vantage point of Earth and the moon is another option. But we may soon have answers for the phenomena. Scientists in Germany are configuring a telescope that will observe and automatically identify the phenomena, which can then be studied to determine their origin. it should then be possible to figure out if it's due to one single cause or a multitude of causes. Given that the phenomena may happen as frequently as several times a week, it seems that we will soon demystify at least one of the mysteries of our natural satellite. As we visit and colonize it, though, no doubt new mysteries will arise. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently feeling sorry for the janitorial staff of a future lunar colony. That charged dust didn't just stick to equipment. The astronauts complained that it stuck to everything and couldn't even be easily brushed off their suits before getting back in the lander. And once inside, the dust smelled. Hopefully, dusting a lunar colony isn't ever going to be added to my resume. So, to make sure that doesn't happen, be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.